We have a 30-year-old transportation law that just limits our ability to fill these trucks. Right now, we're limited to hauling cattle on trucks at 5 axles up to 80,000 pounds. We'd like to see Congress address that. The U.S. Department of Transportation just released a report that supports many of our claims that if you add that sixth axle and allow that truck weight to increase up to 97,000 pounds, that will compensate for all that additional weight. You know, we want to be able to compete on the world with everyone else and at a level playing field, but our transportation laws are antiquated. So one of the big things we want to see is that Congress would address these truck weights. Unfortunately, the Senate transportation bill being considered right now does not address that. So what we're hopeful is that when Congress returns in the fall, that the House will take up a bill and include our proposed language in there and address that concern for us. The only positive thing that we have seen so far in the Senate bill is the fact that they do address our concerns on the 30-minute rest break requirement. The Senate bill does include a permanent exemption for transportation of livestock. So we are supportive of that. We want to see that move forward, but we have to address truck weights moving forward.
Backus looks at what they expect to happen with this bill.
We expect that the House is going to pass a short-term reauthorization plan, more than likely a three-month reauthorization of the current bill, which will extend the deadlines through the end of October and make sure that our roads will stay maintained and that our construction projects will continue. The Senate will probably take that up as well and give themselves some room to work on a longer-term bill. But we just see a short-term reauthorization as really the only reasonable path forward